Hello and welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Happy Monday.
Welcome home. Sorry, Shane is there.
Hi, we're back.
Okay, who's back?
So, before we get started, as usual, two things. Thing one, make sure that you comment in the...
This isn't universal. You said thing one, thing two.
Make sure you comment and let us know where you are watching from. If you are watching the replay, type replay in the comment section so that we can see who watches live and who watches us after the fact.
Because we know.
Because we want to know. And also, if you can share this video with your friends, we sure would appreciate it because Facebook has been really mean lately. So we want to make sure that we can try to get around that somehow.
Yeah, they're horrible.
It's been horrible. But yeah, so if you could share, that would be awesome.
Thank you all for the comments on the shirt. We'll talk about that later, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
You put out a picture of it a few weeks ago.
We did.
But something's coming.
So
probably hopefully more.
Yeah, hopefully.
Pre-order more.
Also, before we get started, there's a couple of things I wanted to mention, if you would be so kind.
Do you want me to do my spiel for you?
Oh, go ahead.
Hello, welcome to KMSM Weekly Live Show number 119 for March 14th, 2022. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
Okay, now we've introduced.
Right.
The reason we do that is when we did the House of Mouse Expo, we did a panel the last day, and we actually got told we don't introduce ourselves. So we want to make sure we always introduce ourselves.
Well, it was just a couple of people who said that they wanted to know who we were, and it was our expo. But anyway, two things before we get started chatting it up. Actually, two more things. Okay, so I don't know if you had seen, but we are actually doing our live on location show from Drawn to Life at Disney Springs.
You mean the Cirque du Soleil building?
The Cirque du Soleil building. Not just the Cirque du Soleil building. We are going to be on the stage for
Shut
Drawn to Life.
The front door is actually shut.
So tickets for that are on the event tab on our Facebook page for live on location from Disney Springs Cirque building. That will be April 3rd. The night before, we are actually going to see Drawn to Life at the 8 o'clock show. Now the nice people at Cirque are going to block us off a section for those who'd like to come and sit with us and watch the show.
Right, and tickets will be available hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah, I just emailed her. I'm just waiting on the link from Cirque. But we are really excited that the nice people at Cirque du Soleil asked us to come and do this at the Springs. And the fact that they want us up on the stage, which is something they never do. So I would love it if you would come and see us on April 3rd.
Yeah, we were actually shocked because when they first talked to us about it, they didn't know because it's up to the performers if we're allowed on the stage or not. It's a theater thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we originally thought we'd maybe be like in a walkway
in
area somewhere that we'd still be able to do the show and you'd be able to see it. But they actually, when we had a phone call with them the other day, they told us we will be on the stage to perform the show. And then the crowd will be
in the seating right in front,
dead center. So we'll have all those great picture backdrops of the stage and all that's there.
And of course, don't forget, if you buy a ticket for live on location, that $5 seat goes towards a raffle. So we're going to have a really great raffle drawing too.
Really good prizes this time. And did we say who your co-host is for this show?
We did not.
So the co-host for this show will be Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio, who's a really good friend of ours. And he is very excited, actually. He was very excited that we asked him to be a part of this.
Yeah, and he thinks it's pretty cool that we're going to be up on the stage too.
Definitely.
So come see me and Lou Mangiello on April 3rd.
And it's kind of cool that we asked Lou because long before COVID, Michelle and Lou were two that had an exclusive preview of the Drawn to Life stage and building.
Two years ago,
before COVID mm-hmm. hit, the two of them got to go in and check everything out and see it from there to what it is now.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Got to do that.
So come see us April 3rd. Event tab on Facebook is all the info.
And then the tickets for the April 2nd show at 8 o'clock. Hopefully we'll have the link tomorrow where you can purchase those tickets. And they're going to put us all in the same section. So if you do want to come out and see the show with us the night before, that's how you'll be able to get tickets for that. You can sit anywhere you want to. You don't have to sit with us,
but if you want to, there'll be a link for that. And one more thing. This Saturday, the 19th?
I don't know.
Anyway, this Saturday, We are having an open house, like a shop and sip at Lost Princess Apparel. So if you go to Lost Princess Apparel's Facebook page, there is an event there as well. We're going to be available all afternoon. You can come and sit, come to the office and shop and have a snack and, you know, browse around, hang out with us. And the address is on the event tab at Lost Princess Apparel this Saturday. So come see us at the office.
If you came to the House of Mouse Expo, though, the office is literally across the street from.
We're right across from the Embassy Suites where the House of Mouse Expo was.
Yep, exactly.
All right. I think that now that we got all that out of the way.
Do you want to mention Glenn's?
Go ahead.
So you may see we have different cups, and these are from our friend Glenn. He actually started his own engraving company, and Michelle's got one here too.
I got the wine one.
Rose gold wine one, and you can see the TMSM logo on there. He actually started his own business doing this side hustle. So he gave these to us. We're very appreciative. But he's actually thank you, Glenn. So you can check out his website. It's vetslaserengraving.com. And he can, you just send him the image, he creates it and he can send it out to you. But he is offering a special to all our, to the first 25 TMSM followers, that if you go there, you'll get 20% off your first order with the code TMSM, but that's only for the first 25 of you who place an order with him. So make sure if you go out there, use that code and get the discount. If you have any questions, you can also email him. The email is up on the screen now. But you can also find it on his site, like a little contact us form. He's got tumblers, sports bottles, coasters, cutting boards. He can do a lot of different stuff with laser engraving. So reach out to him. He will be happy. He's a really good friend of ours. He will be happy.
He does a great job.
He does. He did a really great job. These mugs turned out so good. I'm so excited about it to see the logo like that engraved on there. Yeah, we were excited that he brought these to us to our mini meetup this weekend. So thank you again, Glenn. And again, if you want to check it out, vetslaserengraving.com.
Now that we got all that out of the way.
Phew, I'm tired. Thank you for watching. See you guys next Monday.
Okay, so we do have a lot to talk about tonight. I guess I should be able to say. Let's see. All right, so last week, if you saw my videos, Festival of Fantasy actually came back. The Festival of Fantasy
Parade.
Yes. So what was really cool about that was, well, first of all, we went to the first show. It was at 11:30 in the morning.
So the 3 o'clock parade was at 11:30.
The 3 o'clock parade was at 11:30 and then 2:30. And now this week it's supposed to be at noon and three.
It went back yesterday to noon and three. So
okay.
It was supposed to go.
Well, and it's a good thing because it is packed. It's so spring break crowds are already starting down here. And it's not just Disney. Universal is a hot mess too. It's like so crowded.
It's nuts.
Traffic. So if you are coming down here for spring break, pack your patience because it's very busy. So anyway, I regress. Back to Festival of Fantasy. So it was really neat to be able to see the parade starting and the people were lining up on the sides. They had it all blocked up. Mm-hmm. And what I was really surprised at, because I mean, we're in the know because it's what we do for a living, but there was a lot of people walking on the street and they were like, what's going on? Is there a parade today? I mean, they didn't even realize the Festival of Fantasy was back.
No.
So then I was talking to the people around me saying, oh my gosh, it's the first Festival of Fantasy parade in 2 years. And, you know, trying to hype it up because that's what I do. And
you're a hype girl.
I'm a hype girl. So what was I saying? I'm trying to get all my stuff in order. So we were curious, of course, because, you know, after COVID, not everything came back the same or was altered. Was it going to be a little different? Was it going to be the same parade?
Right.
So, of course, you know, Festival of Fantasy was always one of my absolute favorites. And it was like one of those occasions that, like my birthday, I had to stay and watch it for sure.
Right.
But we did notice right out of the gate differences because we're those Disney geeks that would pay attention to those things.
We did. We know. So the one thing I did want to touch on, though, is they always had the Grand Marshal come in before the parade begins, and it was really cool that they used Disney cast members to be the Grand Marshals to honor them for all the work they have done and everything since COVID, before COVID, and now. So that was really awesome and touching to see that come through. But then the parade started, and so we were down across from Country Bear Jamboree.
We were right across from Country Bear Jamboree.
Because we wanted to see it step off. We wanted to see it as it came out from the gates. We could have stayed on Main Street, but we wanted to see it from there. So the first thing we noticed right away was the front, what Beast was missing.
Beast was missing off the front.
Yeah, it was just Belle.
It was just Belle. And they used to have those dancers in the yellow costumes at the front of the parade. They had the girls with the big hoop skirts and the spinning and the whole thing. No, they did not have the... Now, this is the first show. I have not been back since last week. Now, they may have changed it, but this is the first, the kickoff.
Yeah, the kickoff.
After the 2 years. So they did not have the fancy dancers in the front. Like you said, Beast was missing.
Beast was missing. The floral had changed on the front of the float there too. The different colors. But then everybody who's on that float, usually it was groups of two.
So it was the couples.
Yeah, it was the couple. So all you saw was Belle. You saw Cinderella by herself.
No Prince Charming.
You saw Princess Tiana, and then you saw Queen Elsa.
Right. Okay. So Tiana did not. Tiana was on the float by herself. No Prince Naveen.
Prince Charming was.
Prince Charming was not there. And oddly, like he said, Elsa was there, but Anna was not.
Yeah.
All right. So those were that was just the first go of things that we noticed right away.
Right away.
So as it's going, we're on high alert because we want to see what else is different.
We want to keep track so we can report on it. Honestly, even though we had the video, we still wanted to be able to, because we were at the Magic Kingdom, we wanted to make sure we could recap what's different, what's the same. So then it came the Tangled Float.
The Tangled Float.
Which I think they had less dancers, but still kind of the same premise.
Less dancers. I want to also mention the music is different throughout the parade. It's similar, but different. They sing the whole Festival of Fantasy, like Hook, more than, like, I know that music because, again, favorite parade. Usually you would see Rapunzel like singing I've Got a Dream right after that, and it was still Festival of Fantasy. So the music is different, but it was Rapunzel, and the Ruffians and Flynn were all up on that float.
And I wonder if it could have been different just because there is less walkers, less people walking.
You figured they wouldn't have changed the music.
You think they would change it. Yeah, you think they would change it a little bit, but and we're not bashing it. Please don't take it that way at all.
No, of course not.
It was different.
Showing you the differences.
Yeah. So after that, the next float was it Peter Pan's? I'm not even sure 100%, but
Ariel.
Ariel. Sorry, Ariel came through. She did have her dancers in front of her,
but not all of them.
But not all of them. The seahorses were missing.
They didn't have like the guys with the spinning seahorses on the side. They did not have those. So there were some dancers missing there.
And then it was Peter Pan.
Well, Merida was not there at all. Now I had heard rumors that she was back later, but not the first one. There was no Brave float whatsoever. And then for Peter Pan, Wendy was not up with Peter Pan. She was walking
with the Lost Boys.
And there was no TikTok.
Yeah, and TikTok, yeah.
Big gator.
Yeah.
Whatever he is.
Yeah, he wasn't following behind like he's usually chasing Mr. Schmee.
Yeah.
He wasn't there either.
Nope.
Then Maleficent's dragon did come out.
Yes, she did.
Breathing fire. And that made it feel real. When I saw her, I was like, okay, that's awesome.
And every time she breathed fire, the crowd cheered.
They were nuts. Every time she breathed fire, everybody cheered.
Especially the first one, because we saw her come out from the front. We were like, again, Country Bears were here, and then they came out right here. So we could see it come right out from next to Splash Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time that she breathed fire, people were clapping. And it was really cool to see because I think so many people missed that. I know I missed it very much.
I did. And when she had the accident a couple years ago and she was out for a while.
Oh, the accident.
missed her then. So it was great just to see that float going again. That's probably my favorite float of the whole. Hers is the Tangled one, obviously. But just to see that back and rolling by was just great. And then it started like the Mickey Pals parade, I guess you could almost say, of all those characters that come out, starting with Pinocchio's float.
Yeah, Pinocchio's float. And so the difference is there. They did not have the girls walking with the bubble skirts or the balloon skirts, whatever those are, the bubbly things.
Mm-hmm.
They did not have the girls with like the plastic blue hair and like the tent skirts.
Circus tent skirts.
Did not have those.
Minnie and Daisy Duck were both walking. Where usually Daisy was with Donald on the float,
yes,
and Mickey and Minnie were in the balloon float. The girls were walking.
Yeah, Mickey's by himself in the balloon now, mm-hmm. and Donald's by himself up on that float.
And then Pluto is still on the other side of Donald on that same float. Goofy, Chip and Dale are still walking.
Yeah. It was just weird how, like, everybody's by themselves up on the float now, and their counterparts that were up there with them are now walking. Except they got rid of Naveen altogether. They got rid of Anna was not walking.
No.
Prince Charming was not walking, and the Beast was not walking. So the people on the front float, who knows what happened to their pals, but the rest of them were walking.
I know, we were trying to figure out why they wouldn't be there, and at least they come up three. I started thinking,
we have no reason.
I was like, oh, COVID, 6 feet apart, but I didn't know
what
that would be.
I don't know if that's
why. It's just, it was odd to see them that way, so hopefully they get added back in eventually. Hopefully it's not permanent, but if it is, we will adjust.
My biggest problem with that was Minnie wasn't up there with Mickey. She's walking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's like the grand finale is to see both of them up there waving. And and the music is different. Like at the end, you know, they would combine, you know, the Mickey Mouse song
mm-hmm.
and Zippity Doodah, right. And both of it's kind of gone.
And if you remember at the end of the parade, you always had two of the characters that had the tent skirt, I guess you could call it. They were carrying a banner that said thank you or Festival of Fantasy, and they didn't have that either. So it was kind of
It's almost all the way back, but there are some differences.
But at least we have a parade.
But at least we have a parade.
And now it looks like it's going to be two times a day, so you have noon and three for the parade. I don't know if that's permanent, but for at least for now, we do have a noon parade and three. So the 3 o'clock parade is at 12 and three.
Yeah. So you get and I don't know if it's going to stay that way. And like we were saying about it being spring break and how crowded things are, it's going to be busy down here from like now until the beginning of May. We might have a couple of weeks where it's not too crazy, and then the summer rush hits. But it's busy all the time now.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is no downtime. Every week is busy here anymore. And I think a lot of it is people weren't able to travel for 2 years, so now they're traveling.
Everybody saved up their money.
Get out and they want to get back to Disney. So I think that could be also why we're extremely busy. We actually had to run the springs today, and the garages were at full capacity by 1 o'clock.
Right. Now, normally on a Monday, like as locals, we try to work around the system as much as we can. We'll go to Disney Springs in the week most of the time, or go in the morning because it's never busy.
You can
pull right in and whatever. Today, however, like you said, the garages were packed, and all the lines, even the walk-up lines, mm-hmm. were super long to get food. We ended up leaving and went to Panera because it was just too crowded. But so just keep that in mind, because a lot of Florida like schools are on their spring break this week.
Right.
And then
the other half is like next week.
Yeah, it's just gonna be constant from now till Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I know when we lived up north, it was always Easter week that was our spring break.
Right.
So it's different.
I think they do the school break here sooner because they know there's gonna be a lot of people from the north, west, wherever coming down here, so they kind of put ours a couple weeks before everybody else's just to
make it easier.
It's busy. So if you are coming down the next few weeks, be prepared. It is going to be a busy time, and just take your time and patience and you get through it.
Oh yeah. So another thing that you're going to want to see when you come visit is Epcot Flower and Garden Festival, which came back this past week. Yes.
And the bands are back. The Garden Rocks concert series are back. Which is a huge thing because we've really missed those. So I'm assuming Eat to the Beat will also be back for the Food and Wine.
I'm guessing so, unless something happens, but, yeah, Eat to the Beat should be back, but the concerts are back, and I think it just had a different feel this year. It almost felt like normal, because we went on opening day, and then we had media day last Friday?
Yep, that's Friday.
And we got to, you know, sample some of the food. The topiaries are beautiful.
As always.
What else?
Let's see, like she said, the food we sampled a lot. There's some staples at Flower Garden that I truly love. So those are back.
What did we try on Friday that was good?
On Friday? Oh, the corn, the fire roasted corn, Mexican street corn. It's at a booth before you get to, if you know where the Starbucks is in World Showcase, before you get down that path.
It's the
Advent Health booth. Oh my gosh, they dip the whole ear of corn in like a butter garlic
It's so buttery.
And then they put their toppings on it, the spices, this crunchy stuff. Oh my gosh, it was so good. I didn't think she would like it, and she even liked it a lot. So it was really, really good. So that was awesome. The pretzel with ham and cheese that's in Germany is my favorite every year. I love that. What else did we have?
I like the frushi in Japan. Even though I didn't get it this time. But you know, it's all your favorites seem to be back.
Yes.
And the merchandise is really good. So they have Orange Bird everything. Again, they have the Orange Bird spear jersey. They just came out with new Orange Bird ears, which I wish I would have gotten. They have like the harder resin ears on them. They're really cute. But you know, the merchandise, people are like flipping it goes pretty quick.
It really does. It goes really fast. The one thing I wanted to comment on Friday, so she said we were there for Friday for a media event, and we had a media reception, I guess you could call it, back in the UK pavilion, in the garden back
there. Oh, yeah, we did.
And they had a small band that was playing, just a three-piece band, and they were playing for us the whole time, and they're playing Disney music throughout the whole night. And just about the party starts to wrap up, and everybody's getting ready to leave, all of a sudden you heard a jingle that caught everybody's attention, and I think everybody looked over to the band, and they were playing the Main Street Electrical Parade music.
I actually recorded that. I'll have to post it tomorrow so you can hear it.
And it was awesome. Just to hear the instruments they were using, and they recreated that music perfectly. It was awesome. And like I said, every single person in there was looking up at these performances they were playing that song, because it just, everybody in there felt their heartstrings pull, like, oh, Main Street Electrical Parade. So,
well,
really
yeah,
cool.
Because all that stuff is nostalgia. And, you know, us diehard Disney people, we hear a little bit of that music, and it's like, oh my gosh. I think, like you said, I think everybody like whipped around and were like,
you saw everybody turn around and the camera start recording, and it was just really cool to hear that. So made everybody kind of miss it.
I totally missed that parade. I remember when we first moved here, and you know, there would be so many nights that we didn't stay for it because we had seen it so much. And then once it went away, or was getting ready, I cried the last time it went through Magic Kingdom, because you almost like, you don't realize what you have until you don't have it anymore.
Exactly.
And so now that music, when I hear it, is like, oh my goodness.
I know. And every time they float the rumors of it coming back, but it is coming back to Disneyland.
I think it already is.
Or is it back in Disneyland? They always float that little rumor out there to us, and everybody gets their hopes up. And if we ever hear it's coming back, we will definitely let you guys know.
Heck yeah.
Definitely a favorite. But kind of like Spectrumagic, which was one of your favorite shows.
I loved Spectrumagic.
That one never came back. Spectrumagic went away, and then we found out the floats were destroyed, so it could never be done again. So it's like one of those things, like she just said, you never know what you have till it's gone. So always make sure you enjoy the stuff, because you never know. Look at with COVID, everything kind of went away for some time. So it was just take an extra second, or maybe you've seen it 100 times, but maybe you need to see 101 just to.
Or when you go see it for that last time, you can like cry like I did. But I cry about lots of things, so maybe I'm not a good one to.
She's a big Disney crier.
I am a crier.
What we got next?
All right, so we're whipping through this stuff pretty quick. Oh, but merchandise, I wanted to talk about one thing. So I put out a video when the festival kicked off, that there's all this really cool new merchandise. It's like branded for the UK pavilion, but it's like all around World Showcase. There's a whole line of Alice in Wonderland. There's Tink and Peter Pan. There's the Mary Poppins line where you can get like the Mary Poppins skirt.
And it's crazy because they all say UK on them, but not one of them's in the UK.
No, the merchandise is like, so I found the Mary Poppins stuff and the Alice stuff back by the America Pavilion.
And then the Tink one was in Canada.
It was in Canada. Did you know Tink was from Canada? She's not really, but that's where the merchandise was.
Becky asked, are we happy to move close to Disney? She's considered doing it.
Yes. I am very, very pleased living here. It'll be 8 years in June.
Seems like just yesterday.
It seems like only yesterday. It's one of those things that, you know, you don't know what you can do until you try to do it. And then sometimes it works out.
Take a chance.
Yeah.
But if it don't work out, don't blame us.
Don't come back and tell us that, oh my gosh, that was terrible. But yeah, just our opinion.
And it wasn't easy. I mean, it's not like we moved here and it was easy. It was a rough few years there, actually, but we kept pushing forward. And
it's always rough up and down, you know, but that's life. I'd rather have it rough here than rough where it's cold. But I miss my family and friends. So there's that. So, you know, there's that balance. It's hard. So. Mm-hmm. All right. So I thought being that, you know, we did kind of an impromptu weekly live from the studios 2 weeks ago because I had just gotten off the Star Cruiser. So I thought maybe if you guys want to talk about the Galactic Star Cruiser, we can. Or if you have any questions, I'll try to pay attention as far as the Star Cruiser goes.
Can't promise one answer all.
Yeah, we can try. That night that I got off the Galactic Star Cruiser, I made a video just talking about my experience because you ever get so much in your head that you are so bogged down and there's too much to, you know, take apart?
Yeah.
So you just kind of start talking because, like, there's no way. I knew I was not going to be able to write about the Star Cruiser
right.
because there was too much to write. And there was too much all jumbled up in my head. So I talked about it instead.
If she had put it into words, a lot of people probably wouldn't have read the entire article or got the whole point of it because it would have been so much. I kept asking because I didn't get to go. She was by herself. And when she came back, I'm like, okay, so tell me about it. She goes, there's so much. I'm like, okay, tell me. She goes, I don't even know where to begin. There is so much. Because she basically covered what the two-day stay is in 4.5 hours. So they were throwing so much at her that the fact that she remembered as much as you did, it's pretty impressive, actually.
I just kept saying to him, it's a lot. And he's like, well, like what? I'm like, but it's a lot. It's a lot. It is. It's just a lot.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot to do.
you know, it is. It's like, I don't even know where to start. So the Star Cruiser, as soon as you step on the ship, you go right into the experience. I mean, they don't, it's like, do not pass go, do not collect $200. It's like, bam.
You're on go and you're going.
You're there. So, and I don't even know if you want to call them cast members because they're more performers than cast
members. They're not performers. That they're going into space and they're part of the Star Wars galactic universe and they're going to take you on to space.
Okay, then.
On this ship, they're not cast members. They work for the Galactic Enterprise. Or not the Galactic. They work for the, the ship.
All right, well, whatever you want to call it. It's immersive. Let's call it immersive.
Very immersive.
Oh, my goodness. As soon as you walk in, it looks like a very small cruise ship. There's an atrium, just like when you walk on a cruise ship, how there's the main area. And there's a... there's a gift shop like right here when you walk in. On the other side, there's a the lounge, which is always good. Mm-hmm. And it is like a cruise ship, but it's small. But there's things going on. There's characters talking to each other. What? Why are you laughing? Oh, Corey.
Because he's the only other one that has the same shirt.
Oh, because Corey has that shirt. I forgot. Mm-hmm. It's like you really are in space. And if you're a Star Wars person, if you are like, if you eat, sleep, breathe Star Wars, you probably would be very enthralled with it. There's lightsaber training.
Mm-hmm.
There is, it's a story going on. Like they, okay, for our story. See, I can't even talk about it. It's so much. Our story.
And you also don't want to give away too much.
No, I don't want to give away too much. But our, like our excursion, the First Order took over our ship. Mm-hmm. Or it was, and actually they were threatening to the whole time. So there, it was almost like an escape room in some spots where like they had us in like this boiler room area. And we all had to work together to hit the right buttons to stop whatever was going on.
Is the ride-up similar to Space 220 elevator? And then Jimmy also asked, do you think you have to stay there to experience and fully grasp it all?
Maybe. I don't know. For me, it was too much all at once. And I am not a huge Star Wars fan. I'm a moderate Star Wars fan. Like, if they had little baby Yodas walking around, I just sold, like, organs to stay there because they're just so cute. But it's not old school Star Wars. It's new school Star Wars. Like, there's no Vader. There's none of that.
It's Rey, Chewie.
Yes.
Yes. All that group. Where that's the one thing I didn't really care about it. My Star Wars, the original Star Wars, and most of you probably watching is the same that you grew up in, the original three trilogy films. And then you had the prequels that came out, and they're okay. They kind of told the story for those three. But to me, the Star Cruiser, it's all nice and shiny and all this other stuff. And I wanted to see Chewbacca and Han walk by. I want to see Vader take over the ship and do like what he did in Rogue One. I want to see that kind of stuff. I don't care about Kylo. I don't care about the Rey story. I just, to me, if it was Vader in that group, I think it'd be more my... I think I would figure out a way to do it.
Okay, we have a question. Sure. So Michelle wants to know, I need sunshine. Is there no real windows or sunshine? No, there's not. You're in space. There's no sun up there.
But the sun is the center of the universe, so you think you would see it sometime.
No. Well,
during downtime, somebody asked also.
Oh, no downtime. It was go, go, go. And when you stay for the 2 days, it's like that. Didn't you say you have to get up at 7 o'clock?
That's
in the morning?
I was reading about it, that the next day breakfast starts at 7 and then you're fully into everything by 8 o'clock. And somebody told me you go to 10. I don't know if that's true or not for the full day, but that's also the day you go to Galaxy's Edge. You do a excursion from the ship.
Yeah. So you
Edge.
Get to go to Galaxy's Edge too, which, you know, you can do other times as well. But like for us, I got to see the room, the standard cabin, and there's like a queen size bed, and then there's two like bunk beds that are stuck into the wall, and then the window. I'm using air quotes because it's not. I mean,
it's a window.
All right, fine. You look out the window and you see space. Like when you are in the atrium and you look out those windows on the side where there's like a game room type of thing where you have to like. I call it a game because I don't really feel that we're fighting off bad guys. Like, you know, always.
You just ruined all the magic for everybody.
You got to go hit buttons in this room.
Magic.
And that is space. And at one point they hit, what do you call that when it goes really fast?
Hyperspace.
Yep. So
did you guys all fly backwards like Dark Helmet and then you flew and smashed your helmet?
No, we did not. We did not go space balls.
So you didn't hit ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed. No.
Now, see, that is the ship I would want to go on.
That would
you come up with a Spaceballs experience like that where you're on Spaceball One?
Okay, so
that would be
a
pretty
Spaceballs
cool.
trip would be fun. I could get my dad to go on that one.
I think you got a lot of people going. If you did Spaceballs, that would be, because when Michelle, I don't know if you saw, I know she put it out, but she was interviewed by Wesh News here. They came to the house and actually interviewed her. And they asked us, I don't know if it was on the thing, but they had asked, do you see any other franchises that would do something like this? Like they did with Star Wars, mm-hmm. Spaceballs would be the one that needs to do it.
Well, actually, the answer I gave them was Marvel, if I could, yes. if Marvel would do that. But it would be, I don't know. So I'm going to tell you a story that Scott's heard a million times, but don't quote me on it because this was a fast story. I'm going to say the dining room story. Or should I not?
That one might take away the day because that's an event that happens on the ship. So
but I don't think it happens to us, though.
No, everybody. It does. It happens to everybody.
But do they get to eat their food?
Probably. But you're going to ruin what happens as to why you
I don't
didn't.
Think it. I thought it was something different on every time.
No.
Okay, never mind. I guess I can't tell you.
You already said the first order takes over, though. Or they come and hear the ship.
Yeah. So anyway, something happened during dining. And we had just gotten, now the food is really cool. Like they had these little chicken pods. Like the
I love chicken pods.
Chicken pods. It was chicken and it was a pod. I guess it's a pod, a bao bun. But it wasn't like the bao buns they have at
Pandora.
No, it's not.
But they could fly by Pandora, pick up some of their bao buns.
Fly to Pandora, get some buns.
Put all the universes into one huge universe. The Marvel universe, Star Wars universe. But you don't go there because that's
Pandora,
like Star Trek way over there.
Chicken buns. Okay, anyway, so they had buns. And then they had this, like, what is that that animal, the big animal called? Like, not a brontosaurus.
The
Bronto! The Bronto.
The ones that are eating Galaxy's Edge?
Yeah.
they use engines.
Like Brontosaurus, whatever.
Yeah, the Brontosaurus.
We the went Brontosaurus.
Back. So the ship takes you back in time. 2 billion years to the beginning of salvation.
Maybe I'm not the one to be telling this story. Oh my God.
So you gotta first catch your Brontosaurus. And you have to kill it. It's kind of like the opening of Spaceship Earth. When they're all hunting the woolly mammoth.
All right. So evidently I'm not good at explaining what I mean. But there was like some sort of it was basically roast beef. And it had like these like purple potatoes underneath it.
Okay. Like purple mashed potatoes or like?
I don't know.
You didn't say they were smashed or if they were like a whole little potato.
I don't know.
You sure they were potatoes?
No.
Or mini eggplant.
The food is really unique, so it's kind of hard to judge what it is. But I know there was chicken in that bun.
You've hoped that it was chicken.
It was good, yeah, because I asked.
Oh, okay.
I said, is that chicken? It almost tasted like chicken and bean in that bun. Almost kind of like a...
So like a chicken bean taco?
Maybe.
From the Tatooine Taco Hut?
Tatooine Taco Hut. Yeah, now that would be a good idea. I mean, you put tacos aboard that ship, I think that the attendants.
Everybody would be all excited about tacos.
That's right, get a margarita bar. So we're eating, and then all of a sudden something happens, and then we had to all stop eating and leave the dining room. And they had just put down these drinks. They have really great drinks. There was this, it was something blue, and it was pretty, and it was
milk?
It was alcohol.
Oh.
So it was like this really nice drink, and they just put it down, and all of a sudden they're like, rah, 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 you gotta leave the dining room. And I'm like, but you just put my drink down. That's a problem.
No, you shouldn't worry about the food. You said my drink, you didn't say anything about your food.
Fair enough. But I already ate my chicken bun. A lot of people were still eating, and so people were grabbing their blue drink and leaving the dining room with it. But I think if you actually paid to be on the ship, they're not going to take your food away from
you. I throw
my
food at someone. I'm not going anywhere until I'm done eating.
So it was kind of funny. But for the record, that chicken bun was pretty good.
So my question, so on a Disney cruise, during majority of the time of the day,
yeah,
and everything's operating, you can get food anywhere. But this, you can only get food when they're serving food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, correct?
No.
I mean, it's not, if you get hungry at 3 in the afternoon, there's no place to go get something. You have to wait till dinner's served.
Well.
Right, or no?
No, I don't, there's no, like, walk-up service. They have, like, the lounge where you can get drinks. And I don't know if there's snacks on that list or not.
Because the way it looks is because you are part of the story once you're on the ship.
Yes.
On that full second day. And if you're part of the story, you don't have time to just stop and go eat and come back and jump into the story because you're going to miss parts.
Yeah. But the second.
You said you missed parts because there were certain things you guys didn't get to see because they were trying to show it to everybody. So one party would see this, another party might see this. So...
Well, no, they had us rotating in groups.
Yeah.
But then. For if you actually are staying on the Star Cruiser, you do get to go to Galaxy's Edge the next day, and of course that there's food there.
Right.
So, but on the actual ship, it's not like, I don't want anyone to think it is like a cruise per se, like, because a cruise, you can go eat all day long. There's a pool to sit by to relax. This is not, if you're looking for a relaxing vacation,
this is not it.
It's a go, go, go the whole time. Well, for the money, you know, they're going to want to keep you busy the whole time that you're there.
And then they got to get you your value for you being there. And that's why they keep you a part of the story until you leave, basically.
Yes.
On the third day when you're checking out, you're a part of the story up until then. So just keep that in mind that it's not a relaxation type trip you're going to do. It's going to be, you're basically going to become a part of this story for Star Wars for those 2-3 days you're there.
2 days.
2 days.
Yeah. So, but definitely interesting, definitely busy, definitely just, wow, overload. It's been 2 weeks and I'm still on overload. I can't even talk about it. So.
You just talked about it.
Yeah, but I feel like I didn't express it as well as I could have.
I think it's hard because you honestly did not stay
in
there to really talk about the whole experience. So it's really hard.
For me, now, again, just my opinion, I would rather go on a real cruise. I would rather go where there's entertainment and food and a pool and yes. an island to go and hang out relax. On and relax, you know? I mean,
and that's the price with this. You can actually take a Disney cruise for even 4 or 5 days, depending on.
Yeah, you could go on a real cruise. I mean, it just depends on what you want to do and what kind of experience you're looking for. Like I said, if you're all about Star Wars, then this might be something that you'd want to save up for.
Shame on Star Trek.
I don't watch that either. Shame.
We'll talk to Doug Jones because he's on Star Trek. We'll see
what he does. I know more about Star Wars than I do Star Trek. Actually, I know nothing about Star Trek.
I know Captain Kirk.
I know that too.
Mr. Spock.
But yeah, no, they need a Baby Yoda cruise.
A Baby Yoda cruise?
Yeah.
Everybody gets a Baby Yoda. You get a Baby Yoda.
You get a Baby Yoda.
It's like going on Oprah. You get a Baby Yoda.
I love that.
You get a Grogu.
I would be all for that.
I'm sure you would.
But speaking of cruises, so there's a lot more things coming out about the Disney Wish. Sorry, it's not on my cheat sheet. I'm just talking
because
we have time to kill. So so there's, you know, they're talking about different shows. Like there's going to be a Little Mermaid show. There's going to be a mini show.
I'm looking forward to the Marvel restaurant.
There is a Marvel restaurant.
Ant-Man and Wasp's Quantumania restaurant. How they're going to, you're going to be able to increase the size of your food. Something like that, they said.
What?
Yeah, there's going to be something on your table that you can increase the size of your food.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work yet. That's just what I read.
Well, okay then.
I'm anxious to see once that gets done, because if it's Marvel, I have to go check out.
Yeah, you know, and that's how he is. Like, you know, they have a Marvel restaurant. And it kind of works out. So when we were on the Magic for a media cruise a couple of years ago, it was to the debut of Marvel Day at Sea. Captain Marvel was making her appearance for the
right.
for Disney. And then there was Rapunzel's Royal Table,
right.
the dining. So we both got something out of that cruise. So
and
for
they
the,
had the Rapunzel show.
And the Rapunzel show.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. So good. So this ship is a little bit lower scale. You get a dining room, and I get Rapunzel on the outside of the
I'm
ship.
I'm going to hang out in the kids' area because they got all kinds of Marvel stuff.
Kids area.
I was going to say I'm a big kid.
You are a big
really
kid,
am.
Though. You really are.
I know, but I think I said up to 12. Mentally, maybe.
You can't now. Pass for 12.
Six, maybe.
Six. But yeah, so the more that comes out about the Wish, the more exciting it sounds like it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, like, again, just me, I would rather take a real cruise than the Star Wars.
She's mostly excited because Rapunzel is on the back of the ship. This one.
Well, of course I'm excited for that. I'm hoping they have merchandise. That's the only thing is that I miss out on. There's not enough Rapunzel merchandise.
I have seen the other ships though, where they show like they'll show like the small model of the ship, and
yeah.
then on the back you see who's on it. So I know you're gonna finally want to buy that.
How much are those?
I don't know, but I know they happened to sign them on the last time the ship.
I just want something with the Rapunzel.
Well, we'll see.
So
we're taking up a fundraiser right now. Take Michelle on the Wish.
No. So last weekend also we had our mini meetup at House of Blues, which I was really concerned about because the weather last week, I don't know if you guys saw, I put a video on our Facebook. Well, we got stuck at Magic Kingdom in a downpour.
Actually, we got stuck on the monorail station at the Magic Kingdom for almost a half an hour.
With the doors open.
With the doors
so just
wide
wind
open.
And rain like smacking at you.
Yeah.
But
there was such bad lightning in the area, they wouldn't move the monorails. They weren't moving the boats because of that. The only transportation available was the bus. But if you run to the bus, you're going to get drenched before you get there. So we actually stood there for a half an hour. And then the monorail didn't end up reopening because the rain had done
the
something.
The lightning messed with the technology or something.
So they couldn't get that monorail going. So we ended up, once the rain slowed down, we got out of there. We basically ran to the Contemporary to go eat.
But you know what's weird, and I mean, I've talked about this before as far as, you know, Magic Kingdom being my favorite park, but it's also the biggest pain in the butt to get in and out of. And when we were stuck in that monorail with it pouring, and they shut down the boat transportation, they shut down the monorail, there was no way to get out of there.
Without being drenched. That was when we were there to see Festival of Fantasy, actually. That was that day.
Yeah, it was the same day. So actually, we saw the parade, and then all of a sudden, the weather got bad.
But even the night before that, there was video that floated up of Hollywood Studios and how much that had flooded the night before. So it was just for like 3 days, we just had torrential downpours here, almost like hurricane type rains. falling down.
Yeah, it was bad. And you know, the video I put, if you scroll back a few days, there's a video on our Facebook wall. And you can see like palm trees are bending.
Yes.
And you know, and the wind is just whipping, and the boats, because you know, they're still trying to bring the boats in that were on the water before they suspended transportation, but the boats were like sideways, and it looked like a hurricane almost. It's just like, and people were like, isn't it early for hurricane season? Because I had put that video out. It was terrible.
It was funny because they kept calling our loudspeaker to talk to us, and he goes, because you're in Florida, yeah, we have these torrential downpours that just happen from time to time.
And no, we don't know when they're going to be over.
And that's what,
because
he kept
it's
saying,
Florida.
Don't know when it's going to end. This is Florida. It wasn't even supposed to rain.
I know. I mean, we're sitting there in the monorail with the doors open. The wind is whipping. It's raining. Can't go anywhere. And the biggest entertainment was the cast member on the monorail who was just making snide jokes the whole time.
And then there was somebody on the monorail with us like, close the doors. It's cold. It's like, you don't understand. If they close that door with all these people in here, we're going to die from the heat.
Yeah. Then it would get stuffy and gross. So, yeah. And then we ended up, when the rain passed, we walked over to the Contemporary and ate at the Contemporary Cafe. Which their turkey sandwich is pretty darn good over there if you haven't gone over there
and
yet.
We sat there until all the rain had passed completely.
Until the monorails were up again so we could get back to the TTC. Yeah. I just don't like the TTC. It's such a long... Somebody's got to be with me on this. I wish there was an easier way to get in out of Magic Kingdom.
They need a ride that's faster than the monorail to spread through the water.
Or a parking lot closer. Like, you can just... That hike back to the car is just...
It's bad at nighttime, especially when it's really busy and you're waiting, and the monorail line seems like it's going to take 4 days. And I mean, I know the lines always look long. Disney is great with the line maintenance, though. They get people through I've heard so many people go, that's going to take 2 hours, and 15 minutes later they're on the monorail. So
unless they shut everything down because of lightning.
Yes. So just be impatient. You will get out.
I'm the impatient one.
You are the impatient. You and the kids. They are. I told them, they said they could take a walk around and go through the Grand
Floridian.
Because
you can walk. I mean, it's a long walk, but what do you do when it's raining?
Run.
You don't go for a walk, you go for a run. But so another thing before we go is they were talking about Walt Disney Imagineering gave a little peek of the inside of the Guardians coaster and how cool those tracks look, and how, you know, it's a story coaster, and the ride vehicle, is that what you call it?
Was it Zach Ridley who put that on?
Might have been Zach Ridley. That was
Zach, if you ever want to come on our show and talk about Disney Imagineering, you are more than welcome. I will give you my address. I will buy you pizza if you want to come over.
I'm the girl that complimented you on your shoes for the media event for the 50th. He had these really cool shoes on. I'm like, hey, I like your shoes.
Yeah, so Zach, anytime you want to come over and talk about this stuff, open invitation. Anytime.
So, yeah.
We're probably going to keep you for like 3 hours after talking about stuff, but...
And then they're making progress on Tron. So if you follow Walt Disney Imagineering on like Instagram and such, they've been giving updates. Just speaking of Zach Ridley, he had put out something the other day that today was the last day they were closing the Epcot experience.
Yes.
Inside the Odyssey Pavilion. And there's a really good reason for that. When they 2 years ago, or was it 3 years ago? Oh my goodness, 2.5 years ago. When they put that show in the Odyssey Pavilion, it was to launch and to talk about everything that's coming. And part of that was Guardians, which it's almost done. You know, Ratatouille, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure was part of that, which is done. There's a lot of things that were in that production that have already come to fruition, or, you know, they don't need that show in there anymore.
Right. I know the one thing they talk about, Mary Poppins was there, and also the Moana.
Which both, so Chapek, I think it was Chapek that alluded that this past week that Mary Poppins is still happening.
Still on board, and from what my friend Michael Crandall, who was on, has said that when he rode the monorail, you can see the progress on the Moana.
Yeah, we need to ride the monorail so we can be nosy.
Yeah, so if you take the monorail from the Magic Kingdom to Epcot, you get to go around the area where all the construction is happening. You can actually see what's going on.
And there was lights on in that building that's right across from Creation Shop. Connections. Now, I don't know. Is that going to be a restaurant?
I don't know. I reached over the wall to take a picture, and I got a pretty good picture. And she's like, you can't do that. I had already done it. And her and Sean both told me, you can't do that. If they don't want me doing that and make the walls 5 feet taller.
But you're not going to listen to me or Sean or my wall.
No.
Oh my God.
You can't be a good reporter if you go by the
That's just being nosy. But yeah, there's a lot of exciting things that are coming. So hopefully we'll have more good stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I'm excited about what's coming.
Guardians.
Guardians than Tron. I'm excited about this.
Because speaking of Guardians, a couple weeks ago, like we've been doing weird live broadcasts, not just sitting here talking to you. And then there was that whoops that somebody had put out that it was supposed to open on Memorial Day weekend, and then it got pulled.
And it got pulled after 4 billion people saw it. Whoops. Everybody under screenshot it and saved it just in case it did disappear.
Yeah.
So we assume that's what's going to happen, but we don't know 100%. I don't think Disney has said 100% yes.
So as soon as we get the scoop on an official word on Guardians, we'll let you guys know.
Needless to say, I made park reservations for that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, just in case that we have them. If it does, I want to make sure we're at that park. So
I think that's really it for this week.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else that's going on, except my shirts.
So
as many of you noticed when we first started this, these are new shirts that were coming out with Lost Princess Apparel. This was the sample one they had sent to me, Haunted Mansion. They did the print a little bit large, but I think it actually looks okay.
Yeah, it's just a little bit bigger.
So they're really nice shirts. They are the same sizing. We did the sizes almost identical to Roosevelt shirts, if you wear those or if you know anybody who does. We'll have them from small to 4X, I believe, is how they're going to come in. And we're going to be launching with 6 different designs to start out with the pre-order. Hopefully tomorrow we'll have those. We're still working to get the correct mock-ups done. But we have an Epcot one. We have a Tiki Room. I have a Captain America one, a Mandalorian one. What else did I do?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you 5
Haunted
or 6?
Mansion. I did 6. I can't remember what the other one. Different Haunted Mansion ones. Not this one.
New skirts will be out as
new
well.
Skirts together, because we have the same person that does both of those for us that we're working with to get the exact mock-ups done. So we should hopefully have those, if not tonight, tomorrow, I would guess.
Yeah.
Also, we should have the link for the Cirque du Soleil show on April 2nd at 8 o'clock that you'll be able to go with us to the show. Don't forget, tickets for TMSM Live on Location are available now on the Events tab,
yes.
Facebook. Where you get tickets. It's a $5 fee for the tickets, but that gets you an entry into the raffle drawing. And we have a feeling there's going to be something really good in the raffle, so you might want to do that. And you'll be able to buy more tickets at the event. Again, it'll be Michelle and Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio that day on the stage at Cirque du Soleil's Drum of Life for the hour broadcast from 4 to 5 on the day. We will be live broadcasting on Facebook.
If you're not going to be in town, you'll be able to watch it too.
Exactly. And if you are going to be in town, the doors will open at 3:30. You'll be able to come in. And then Lou and Michelle will be around for about an hour or so afterwards for chatting, pictures, whatever you guys want.
Yeah. I think that's it for this week.
That's it. I just wanted to say one more time, don't forget about Glenn's engraving site. That's laserengraving.com. Again, if you are one of the first, what did I say, 25 people to use the code TMSM, you get 20% off your order. So if you go to that website, put your order, he's got a handful of different products on there. You can also email him if you have any questions or want something special done and talk to him. Great guy. He will help you out and get you what you need. He got me and Michelle our TMSM ones. And if somebody wants TMSM ones, you can definitely order those from Glenn if you'd like something like that. So definitely keep that in mind when you go out there. So, and actually Glenn is on. I see him there. So,
Hey Glenn, thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for my little wine cup.
So I guess that is it for this week.
That's it.
It is. So thank you guys so much for watching. Sorry we weren't on last week.
This has been crazy busy.
The week before we were at Hollywood Studios.
Oh yes. So
we were meeting somebody, so we were there when we decided to go live there.
Yeah. So okay, so that's it. I hope you guys have a great week ahead.
Yes,
And if any questions or anything, put them in the comment section. Mm-hmm. I usually go back and read it. And
if you're local, don't forget at Lost Princess Apparel, we will have an open house this Saturday. What time?
Hours? It's from like 12 to 6. Afternoon. So come and see us at Lost Princess
Apparel. Come and see us and see what we have. And if you just want to come and hang out, you can do that too.
That's right. So, okay, guys, thank you so much. Have a great week. And we will see you real soon.